If you would, flip forward in your Bibles to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 11. And we'll witness again more of the teachings of Jesus. Luke chapter 11 will begin in verse 29. And that while the crowds were thickly gathered together, he began to say, "This is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so also the Son of Man will be to this generation. The Queen of the South will rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them. For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and indeed a greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and indeed a greater than Jonah is here." So Jesus, do you really believe the story of Jonah? That this man lived in the belly of this sea creature for 3 days? Yes, indeed. And Jesus says here in verse 32, not only did that happen, but those people who were in the city of Nineveh, who repented just as the book of Jonah teaches, guess what? You're going to get to meet them on the judgment day. And God's going to look at their repentance, and he's going to look at your lack of repentance. Not only was Jonah real, not only was the account real, but the people's repentance was real. And you're going to see it with your own eyes on the day of judgment. Now, if Jonah was just some made-up story, some make-believe fairy tale, how will those people be there on the day of judgment? That doesn't make sense, does it? If we look at the words of Jesus, we can have confidence that what we read in the book of Jonah is indeed the word of God. Jesus implied such by his teaching. Jonah was real. The people of Nineveh were real. Later in the chapter, in talking about the shedding of blood, we see in verse 51, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the temple, yes, I say to you, it shall be required of this generation. From the blood of Abel, the first person whose blood was shed, just as we read about in Scripture. So that story of Cain and Abel really happened? Absolutely. Cain's truly shed the blood of his brother Abel. Flip forward with me, if you will, a few chapters. Chapter 17 of the book of Luke. Chapter 17. Beginning in verse 26. And as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroy them all. So you mean to tell me that in the days of Noah that really happened? There really was a man named Noah who really built an ark? And the people around him, thoughts and intents of their hearts were only evil continually? That really happened? And they were going about their lives Jesus even gives us details about their lives. Things that were happening the day Noah went into the ark. Ate, drank, married wives, given in marriage. These things were happening. These were real people. This would be a perfect chance that Jesus would have to help. You know that story about Noah back there in Genesis 30, chapter 6? You Moses got that all wrong. He didn't quite understand inspiration, and that didn't really happen. That's not Jesus' approach. He said, no, that indeed did happen. And those people really existed. And by the way, just like it surprised them in the days of Noah, so also when the Roman armies come around Jerusalem, you're going to be surprised too. Continuing on, verse 28. Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built, but on the day that Lot went out from Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. So God raining fire and brimstone from heaven down on Sodom and Gomorrah? Oh, you talk about an account of Scripture that most people laugh about today. And say, oh, that didn't really happen. Oh, didn't it? Jesus said it did. Who are you going to believe? You see, Jesus oftentimes refers back to these things in the Old Testament. And I find it kind of amazing. As if Jesus knew that the word of the Lord would be attacked. And the very accounts that people put the most doubt in are the very ones that he referenced in his teaching that are recorded for us in the inspired word. It's as though he knew that his word was going to be attacked.